So the harvest story that I want to share is very personal. At the time of the storm, our family and I were living in a maternity home. Julie and I were house parents for a maternity home for pregnant women in crisis. So the preparation of the storm and the feeling responsible not only for the family but also for the residents that live with us is something that I remember vividly. It was an anxious preparation, yet it was purposeful, and I think that it went well, if that makes sense. We prepared everything, and that evening, the worst evening, in the midst of the high anxiety that was around us because the rain, we were very afraid that water will come to the house. It was a couple inches away. So we prepared, lift the things that we could, but we prepare internally, and we were okay. Well, we prayed together, and all the family was okay, the residents were okay. So my story really started after that first hard night. And I'll say it this way, after reflecting back, I think I can say it this way. As I look back, what I noticed in me is that as time kept going, we had power, but we lost phone. The service, the landline. So all that we had was through the internet, through our cell phones. And you know, we are receiving all these high anxiety, very anxious messages of what is going on and the terrible situation that is going on, and we are okay. I know that my family is okay. I know the residents are okay. There is this desire in me that kept growing. And it is a desire of being helpful, a desire of reaching out to my neighbors and trying to help them. Desire to find out if people around me needed help. I will say this way, I think there is something about knowing that we can offer help and strength in the time of needed, when that is needed, that it is very real. And I was very aware of that desire. This is the time to stand, to step up, to stand up, and to go and help those who are in need. And as much as I am aware of that desire, I was also aware of the fear that was the other side of that desire. So I'm afraid. I'm afraid to do exactly that, to come out of the house and look for my neighbor and see if people needed help. So I'm in this divided heart, right, with this tension inside of me. And I'm not able to verbalize that to Julie or to anybody else because I'm supposed to be responsible for everybody. So all that had an impact, and all that started being a tension that one day, 2 days, you know, when we are there, we cannot leave the house. It is being really present for me. So my daughter, she's 4. She had an amazing way of being perceptive, right? And I think it's a sweet story. But she, one morning, she just told me, "Daddy, all that you need is an umbrella." And I just look at her and say, "What are you talking about?" I say, "All that you need is an umbrella. So if you get your umbrella and you go out, you have your umbrella, and then you see people, and when you see people, you make friends with them, and you let them use your umbrella. That's all that you need, an umbrella." And I don't know if God speaks that way, but probably I felt that in my heart, a very clear message of saying, yeah, all that you need is just that the first step, and whatever you need, you have it. So I'm talking with this friend, and he also starts sharing a bit his heart and say, "You know, I really would like to help. You know, but I don't know where and I don't know how." And you know, immediately I see the reflection of my own heart in him and say, "Yeah, you know, me too." So it takes, it took a few minutes of sort of a vulnerability, a vulnerable space between us. Say, "You know, I really would like to help, but I don't want to do it alone. I don't know if I can do it alone." And him reflecting back and saying, "Hey, me too. What if we do it together?" You know, 20 minutes later, I was getting my car, being able to get out of the house, and he was taking his truck, and we were able to do what we really wanted to do, to be the people that really wanted to be in the midst of the hurricane and is coming out and being able to help others. And for me, the learning of this story is, it says a lot about being missional. And it says a lot about anxiety. It says a lot about shame. It says a lot about the crisis and the moment to step up. That is not a stepping up as a hero, but it is actually stepping up from your own fear, from my own fear. And what I learned is it just takes another person. It just takes a friend, another person, and it takes the courage to say what is so for you, to say what is so for me, and to say what is so for him. You know, I really would like to help, but I really don't know how to do it. What if you do it with me? And that conversation cannot be so scripted that way, but it is the vulnerability and it is the gift of the other person in your life and in my life that allow me, in this case, to get out of that shell, that darkness, that shame space where I am wanting to be helpful and I cannot. So several times, I want to live this life in a missional way. And when I talk about mission, I talk about loving my neighbor and loving well, loving people well, offering what I can offer to others. And many times I think that I am stopped in the same way because I am ashamed to admit that I know how to do it. And I'm trying to find out some courage somewhere to do it alone when I think the design of God is really for us to do it with somebody. And in those moments, one person, one friend can make a whole difference for both of us. What was funny is as we were driving back after doing what we did and, you know, just connecting deeply with this friend, he was driving, we both were able to reflect to each other. You know, I was afraid. He said, you know, I was afraid too. I didn't know how to do it. I'm so glad for you. And I'm genuinely so glad for him. Because I could learn and I could be the person that I wanted to be. So I wonder what would have been the impact of not doing it, of not connecting with my friend, and the week or weeks after having that shame and dealt with inside of me. And I'm so glad that I'm not there. But that's my learning. And so what is important in the time that is coming, this new normal that we're trying to live in Houston, I think that it's helpful to be able to adapt to this new normal, is to keep the tensions alive, the tension of this fear and this desire, right? I want to help, and I'm afraid to do it, right? The tension that I have something to offer, and that sometimes I don't have time, or I'm afraid, or whatever is the other side of that tension, but keep it alive. I think it's important to be connected with others, not to disconnect, not to rush into my normal, hoping that you will get to your normal, but actually explore a bit the idea that this is a new normal for both of us, and maybe we can explore together. Nothing better than genuine and vulnerable conversations to do that, and those are the things that we learn and try to practice in the Faith Walking community.